Okay, we're up to the Gemara, the beginning of Sechta Yuma. Mishnah. Yuma is Yom Kippur. It's Yom Rabbah. The reason why Yuma comes right after Shkolim, actually according to the Rambam, it comes after the Shabbos and there's eight of it, and then Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Shkolim was an interlude. It's Yishalmi. Whatever it is. Well, it's not, the Mishnah wasn't, but it's like an interlude. It's Shabbos, eight of it, and then goes Yuma. Oh, because in the Teder, this is the next Yom Tov written in the Teder. Says the Mishnah, Shivas Yamim Kayin Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Koyin Godrul Mebesai. We set aside the Koyin Godrul and we take him away from his home. Lilishchas Parhedin, we bring him to this chamber called the Parhedin, the officer's chamber, which changes every year, and the second base of Mishnah changes every year. They used to also organize a deputy koyin just in case. What? Just in case something happened that he had a keddy, he became tummy, there was somebody there in line. Rashi. Says Rashi, that's not only the specific avodah Yom Kippur. Every avodah on Yom Kippur was done by the Kohen Gadol. Like it says in Hodi Yisrael Basa, and everyone asks, there's no such Gemara in Hodi Yisrael Basa. Worried that maybe he'll become tummy. We did send him off the lishchas parhedin kach shmo be gemara befarish lomni kaske. Why it's called that way? We set aside another koyin liya. Is koyin godul tachta? We should replace him to be the koyin koyin godul. Im yera by psul kedi, he becomes psul kedi or shar tuma any other tuma ma'avinin. That prevents him from doing the Mikdash. In Pirkei Avos, it says that one of the Nisim that happened is that La'ida Kadidi Kohen Gadol. So what's going on over here? So we already had a similar thing in Yishalmi, where Yishalmi says, Ein Seim Chenal Anes. You have to go through the normal mechanism. So not Seim Chenal Anes. Or that's talking about, another answer Yishalmi gives is, that's talking about Man Bayis Rishon, and this is Man Bayis Sheni. We're talking about Lichas Parhedin. So we're talking about Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni already didn't have these Nisim. Says Af Isha Chedes Maskinilo. We also prepare for him another wife. A Kohen Gadol not marry more than one woman, but you prepare for him another wife. Shema Tomus Ishta. Maybe his wife will die. Shemar says Chibad Bad Beisai. When can he be mechaper for himself? Also, he's mechaper for his Beisai. And who's Beisai? Beisai Ish, his wife. And therefore, you have to make sure he has a wife. And if his wife Chas V'Shalom passes away, then you need another woman there ready to be married to him. The Grashi Bad Beisai Gabi Yankipurin Ksi Ba Achre Mois. So that's what a Yehuda should. You have to have another wife prepared. Tais already asked. And then, you know, we generally say we're not worried. Let's finish the Mishnah. So Chum said back to him, "Im kein ein dav asaf." If you're worried that one wife will die, then you're worried the second wife will die. Ein dav asaf. So Yehuda obviously will say that for one thing we are worried, for one woman to die, but two already we're not. Two already we're not worried. Says the Gemara.
Nice to have Rashi back, isn't it?
Yes. It is. Ashirashi ain't over. So if Shema Gamzu Thomas, maybe she'll also pass away. Bechayda, why aren't we worried that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this guy's wife will pass away? Then the second coin, this Gan coin, the deputy, the one who's in waiting, his becomes Tommy. And now Nishtahan Nishtahin. Let's be chayda that. Oh, so he's also Moida, that ain't a dover safe. That's what Chacham are asking. Since you, Rabbi Yehuda, made the angel of a saif, you're made of what? One thing, we're worried, not two things. So why are you worried about the replacement? Yeah. Anyway, tell you what about it. And how's we learned?
It's a practical thing, like the Alter Rebbe brings in Hilchos Chometz and Pesach. A mouse is going to bring in a crust of bread. You start worrying about
missions of the imkain. Yeah.
Possibility.
However, the simple answer is we're not worried about anything about the second coin. Because the second coin can be a coin hedget, right? Who's the second coin? Coin hedget who we set aside. If he doesn't work out, there's not thousands of coin hedget him. It's what do you call it? The coin godl. There's only one coin godl. We're much more worried. And v'chal v'machm, because mechaper all eden. We just finished the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, where does this whole idea of 7 days before Yom Kippur, you have to set the coin aside and make sure that he remains Torah, where do we get this concept from? The Gemara is another area that we, in the back. Oh, okay. There's another area that we do the same thing, that the paradumah. The koyin who prepares the paradumah also has to set it separate for 7 days prior. Tonight we learned within the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim, 7 days, koyim sreifas ha-parah, before we burn the parah, ha-yamafrishin, koyin ha-soyde v'sa-parah, you set aside the koyin that burns the parah. Interesting. There were a number of koyin involved in the parah. There's a shchit of the parah. There was getting ready the ezev and shalas, all that. The only one that we set aside was the koyin ha-soyde v'sa-parah, as if that's the most important activity. Because this is the activity that does, I guess, the kapara zunzi. And the beisai lelishcha, they used to bring him to a room. But which room did they bring him to? Not the lishcha parhedin. They brought him a different room. Shal pnei abida, that was on the bida, which we'll soon see what bida is. Tzafayin on the north side, mizrachit east corner, northeast corner. We'll soon see why. The lishcha's beisai even hois nikras. The name of that chamber, it wasn't the bida, the northeast corner of the bida. But the name of that chamber is called the lishcha's avonim, of the stones. They didn't use klei cheres because klei cheres is mekabel tumah. They wanted to make sure they used only things which are not mekabel tumah. Remember Gemara Sukkah, we'll see all the precautions they took to make sure that nobody becomes tummy for the paradumah. So they called it based on anything made out of stone there. Shekol maaseh bechle galim, they used the keli made out of excrement, out of dung. Bechle avonim, stone, uvechle adumah, earth, but it wasn't baked in an oven, it was baked in the sun. So they're not mekabel tumah. And that room, they put him there to remind him that to make sure you don't become tummy. Rashi, Sreifas Paradumah. Apnei Bira, Lekami, Mefarish, My Bira. What is this place called? Bira. And Tzvayin, Mizrachi, the northeast corner, Miktoya, and the corner, Mizrachi, Tzvayin, northeast. Shalazor, Haisav, Nazor. And Shekol Masa, Shalaporish, Klei Galim, Tzvine, Bokar. The tzviyeh baka, that's the excrement of cattle. Mefarad menorach be rabishmal. Clay adam earthen she ain't asuing gechen alana clay. She kofsha bekifshal in the furnace. Elamino adami he she ke ever raka, that is soft to stone. The chayki mena kalim, and you make kalim out of that, and it's baked in the sun. We're just finishing Rashi here. Back to the Gemara. My timer. Why were they back the Gemara the bezem ralef? 7 lines into the Gemara. Yep, it's like a new Gemara Yuma. My time, what's the reason that they deliberately used these kind of vessels? Kivun de tvul yoim kosher bepara. We know that by para aduma we made one big leniency. The tzdukim said that if somebody was tamei, and you go to the mikveh, normally to eat truma, you have to wait till the sun sets. They said the same thing for paradumah. The kohen who prepares paradumah has to wait till the sun sets ahead of Shemesh. We, the chachamim, have posted that no. As long as he went to the mikveh, he can't. So to show that it's doing him wrong, we dafke will metame the kohen who was going to work on the paradumah. Machlekes is the kohen gadol, not the kohen gadol, but the poi was the kohen gadol who did it. Whether it had to be kohen gadol, not machlekes. But they metame him, he went to the mikveh. And then he did the paraduma. Just to show the Dukim, they were how wrong they were. They were out of the way to show the Dukim. But once they did one leniency, they were scared that the Kayan, who was in charge, would think, oh, we're making the whole thing. So in every other respect, we went out of our way to be Machman. To put him in this room and to have this clay gal in there, so on and so forth. My time, keep him the Tvulyam Kshayda, Kashi Bapara, since the Tvulyam is Kashi Bapara, the time we learned, Mitami no Yak Kayan, they deliberately were Mitami, the Kayan has said, everybody burned the Pada, Madbilin Oisai, and they put in the Mikveh Lahoitzi, Milimishal Zdukim, to negate the opinion of Zdukim. So, I mean, they used to say, Ibimuravi Hashemish, I said, Nazis, they used to say that Dafka, it had to be someone went to the Mikveh and the sunset. To kindle the Rabban, on the other hand, to balance it out, the Rabban went out of the way to make the kind of Kegalim, Kleavonim, Kleadom, but Dafka to use Kalim made out of dung, Kalim out of stone, Kalim out of earth, and the Leila Kabbatum, they should not be Makabbatum, the Kehech in order Leila Zazel, but they shouldn't treat the whole thing Paraduma lightly. Rashi, there's still a digression, we didn't get to the point we're trying to bring it. This is Rashi. My time with the kinula kalim alal. Why these kalim? Litful yom lekamen yala bedetel begalbi vayatoy vechulu kehechid lezalz veishun in bar leim and say hoy vatul yom kosher beparah. Says litful yom is good enough. Ain't charech li as reason barbish minatara. We have to be that careful when it comes to tumah tara. Lekach also bar milas harbil letara. They made all these extra stringencies for tara. Zu acha. This is one of them. Says Moravite, my shnot tzfayim mizrocha. Why dafke in the room that's in the northeastern corner? That's where they put the coin. To kivon the chatas, a paradum is called a chatas. And generally, where did you shech the karma chatas? The chatatuna tzfayim. Chatas needed the northern, the north. That's why they put him in the north side. But why the eastern corner? V'ksiv bo, because it says by paraduma, where did they make the paraduma? Outside the base of Mikdash. But where? El noichach b'nei almayit. They should be facing the almayit. They're on the eastern side. That's why they did the northeastern corner, north to tell you Zachatas, and east to remind him that has to be geshochten with a line of sight to the base of Mikdash. Entrance on the east side. To remember, says Rashi, keeping the chatzis, chatzis nikrash, and it says lemeini the chatzis. The Torah calls the chatzis, and the chatzis being the tzofen, chatois hakreves b'mizbeach, a karma chatzis that you bring up in the mizbeach. If you did bring it into the base of Mikdash, nishchetes, where would the shechter the tzofen north side? V'loy shezu tun the tzofen. Not that this requires a north side, because you didn't shecht it in the base of Mikdash. Shari nishchetes b'har amishcha, they shecht in har zaysim. But just to remind you, this the value of this carbon, that this is like carbon chattas. Where did they shecht in the Har Zeisim, but facing the oil maid? This is what that was Har Zeisim, Miskavin, and you had contention. You saw the entrance of the Hechel, should be cased on the eastern wall.
Maybe it's a chattas, maybe that's why the Sreif is Iker. We were talking before about why the Iker Avoid is the coin is
Sreif.
Because he has to be a mile of the carbon.
Okay, but you think Shchita is equally important. Okay, I guess you'll have to say when it comes to Korban Chatzis, Korban by Paradum, yeah. To know, he should know why was he set aside. Because he's about to do avodah poter. Hakruya chatas, that's labeled the chatas. Utuuna mizah chesmi the east side. The yosim leiv liyazoris b'masa. Therefore, this will recount and remind him that he should be careful in his activities. Say David is in avodah of the paradum. Says more about my bida. You said that you put him in a room in the bida in the northeast corner of the bida. What's a bida? Machleik is Amar Abarun Chana Amar Biechen. Mokem Hoya Baharabayis. There was a section in the Harabayis known as the bida. Ubida Shmoy is known as the bida. The Shlokish Amar Kol Amidish Kula Kala Bida. The Tai Beis Amidish is known as the bida. Shenema. It says in the pasuk by Shlomo Melech. It says the Livna, he should build the Bira Asher Hachinoisi that I prepared. And he's referring to the base of Mikdash. Rashi HaBira Shachinoisi, Asher Zimanti La Mokam, that I set aside a place, Goyle Narayinu, Livna to build, by the Dovid Komale Lahai Krobe Divra Yom. Dovid said this Pasik. I set aside for the base of Mikdash, and he called it Bira.
So according to Resh Lakish, who says Kol HaMikdash Kulay.
Yeah, so northeast corner of the Mikdash. The northeast corner of the Bira. Within the Bira. The northeast corner. How do you know? So now we have two instances where the Kohen who was preparing it had to be set aside 7 days to make sure they don't become tummy by Yom Kippur and by Paraduma. How do you know all this? So we learn out the only place in the Torah we find that the Kohen was set aside was by the Shiv Me'amaluim. The 7 days of the preparation of the Mishkan, they was Aaron set aside. So we can learn from the Meluim to Paraduma, we can learn from the Meluim to Yom Kippur. It says in the pasuk, "Kasher osa b'yem hazeh," just like they did on this day. Tziva Hashem lasas, the Eibusher told him to do, just like he did by Yeshiva Me'amaluim. You should also do lasas in a place where you say lasas, and in a place where lechaper aleichem to forgive. We're going to say lasas is referring to one particular activity, and lechaper aleichem is Yom Kippur is another one. Lasas is paraduma, all the preparations. Lasas eilam ma'aseh parah, November paraduma do the same thing. Kasher also, just like he did by Me'amaluim, I want you to do the same thing as well. And lechaper, and also on the day of lechaper, eilam ma'aseh Yom Kippurim. Rashi, minon, you the boy appreciate you put him with a pot of kashet, also be meluim. Just like the meluim, you should see what is some leaf rush to separate him the base, some zion. So they should never tell you, Pesach Ramayit, Teshvu Yem Lailu, you should live in the Pesach Ramayit for 7 days. Uve Shmini, of the 8 day, they actually set the Mishkan up, number says, here be a Shmini, Kodo, Xi, Kodo, Mbe, Kashet, Siva, Lassel, Day, the leaf rush, Zion, leaf, never, Yemecho. Just like over here, I said, we set aside 7 days before the main day, the 8th day. Same thing in the other 2 days, which is Yom Kippur and Paradum. Now, setting for Bish Lame Kula Kra Kapara Lame Suke Kulab Kra. To say that the Pope Pasik Bipara, how do you know we're talking about 2 different days? You decide Lassas is talking about Yom Kippur, is a Paraduba, and the Chaper Kippur. Maybe it's only talking about Paraduba. So it's obvious why you cannot be talking about Paraduba. Why? It says Lechaper. And where does Paraduba come to Lechaper? It's not a carbon. So therefore, kula krabe pada le mesun kamei dema pada le chapiksi u pada la bas kapari pada kapari. Very hard to understand. Remember from Tanya, he brings the pasuk that lumber. Why he misses Miriam to pada aduma to tell you that just like pada aduma is mechaper, so too the Mrs. Tzadik is mechaper. Just clearly it's mechaper. What's over here that pada aduma is not even kapara?
if it's not in your kapara, how can we say there was a chatos?
You're right. Unless you're going to say maybe that pora dume chatos is a specific sin. You did a sin, you need a kapara. Or even Yom Kippur, specific sins. Here is the mechaper klal Yisrael on everything, or even the egel azov, but the mechaper on klal Yisrael kol adedis. So because it's mechaper, we weren't involved in egel azov. True, but it's a different kind of kapara.
But it's general, it's not specific to one.
It's very general, because from egel azov, which we had nothing to do with. So it's klal Yisrael for a previous thing. Mashiach and Yom Kippur is for the avedas the Eden did that year. So even with klal Yisrael, it's relevant to that, maybe. But the lashon lav bas kapodi, it sounds like, you know, nothing to do with kapodi. Ela ema kula krobi kipodim. Maybe the entire puzzle on Yom Kippur, since lechapa means Yom Kippur, and lasas means to do. How do you know it's talking about two different days? Maybe lasas lechapa means to do on Yom Kippur. And how do you know that paradum also needs 7 days prior? Amri, you're right. We don't learn paradumah from lasas because you're right. Lasas lechap is one thing. You know we learn paradumah from? From a gzeira shava. Yal, we learn out. Tziva, tziva. It says in the pasuk, just like he's kasher osa b'yeh mazeh. Just like kasher yob b'yeh mazeh. And it says over there, it's a tziva Hashem. Tziva. By muluim. And it says also tziva by paradumah. Tziva, here's a tziva Hashem lasas. By muluim, it says tziva Hashem lasas. And by paradum, it says, Zoyiz chukas ha-teira asher tziva Hashem. In the beginning of chukas. Zoyiz chukas asher tziva Hashem. So, they show a tziva, tziva. That word, that's just like over there, 7 days here, 7 days also. Malam porav kan porav. Malam kan prisha, malam prisha. So, it says over here, okay, Rashi. The leaf in the asiya, kedem amit for the mitzvah. So, you know, right? Be'ema, how do you know? Maybe tziva the yom kippurim. We also find tziva by yom kippurim. Maybe lasa lechaper and tziva. All them are referring to yom kippurim. Tchsiv. It says by yom kippur. It says achas bashana, and then it says by yas kasha tziva Hashem as Moshe. And they did yom kippur exactly as Moshe told them. So we see the lashon tziva also by yom kippur. So how do you know to introduce another din we need the kohen to separate 7 days? Maybe it's all referring to yom kippur. The obvious question is why we need Gzeira Shava and the Lasa Lechapa to teach you the same thing? And it takes a very answer question. Says Gemara, nobody doesn't work. Done in Tziva the Lifne Asiya, Metziva Lifne Asiya. By Chukas Ateda, by Paradume, the Tziva is Tziva Hashem before he gave them the instruction, before they did it. Before they actually did it, Mashenkin by Yom Kippur. When does it say tziva? After they finished it, yas kasha tziva shel Moshe. They completed exactly what Moshe. So when is it tziva? After they finished the job. So we compare Gzeira Shava as close as possible as possible. Kasha tziva shel Moshe done in as tziva de lifnei asiya, tziva de lifnei asiya, which is pora dumanim and shiv meluim. The ain done in tziva lachra asiya, which is Yom Kippur, tziva lifnei asiya. Freddy Gemara, okay, but still the whole thing is Gzeira Shava Tziva. How do you know to learn it to what? To Paradum of Eim, but Tziva de Kabanis. Maybe it's Tziva that's written by all Kabanis, where it says, the Yom Tzavoises B'nai Yisrael, it says Lahakriv as Karban Hashem. It says the Yom Tzavoises, referring to all the Kabanis. And therefore we say what? That maybe Meshiva's Mamaluyim, you learn to all Kabbalahs. The coin has to separate whoever's going to do that particular carbon 7 days before, maybe. So we answer, Don in Tziva Mitziva, but ain't Don in Tziva Mitzava Yisoy. You look for a word that's the same. Tziva and Tziva are the same word. So therefore, Yom Kippur, Paradumah, you learn from Meluyim. But Tzava Yisoy, which is all Kabbalah, is not the same word as Tziva. So you don't learn it out. Freddy Gemara, Omainav Kamina, where do you know that has to be Mamish saying word? Didn't we learn about Tony Vedabishmol? It says in the Posse by Tzaras. Vishova crying out the first 7 days, he comes back and he sees that the Tzaras. Vini Posse Hanega, he takes out a few stones and he covers it with the cement. And then he comes back 7 days later and says, a Bar Koyin, doesn't know what to do. So we say, Vishova crying a Bar Koyin, we say, Shova, just like what you did the first time, is you knocked out the stones and you scraped all around it and you filled it with cement. Same thing you do the second time around. And you're learning Obar from Vishav. It's not even the same word, let alone Tzavoyse and Tziva, which is L'cheder, resembles each other. So we see, we do learn out words which don't resemble, and not exactly the same, as long as the same content. So you go, no. Very different. Over there, there's no other word that's closer. It's not like you have a choice. Okay, what do we do to the Shav HaKayin? Are we going to learn from another Shav, or are we going to learn to Ba? It's not a choice. So since the first 7 days is to use the word v'shav, second day is the word ba, and therefore we don't know what to do with the ba, so we go zay shav to v'shav. Aval hechadik et domilei. Here you have a breida. You learn either tziva from the apar adumim from tziva of shiv me'aluim, or you learn tzavoyse of all kabanas from tziva from the shiv me'aluim. What do you think we're going to do?
Isn't the whole way that Gzeres Shava works is Mala Halan Afkan, the same word?
That's what we're saying. No, Vishal, we know how many times we had this Rishmol? At least five times.
Yeah. So then how
Takat
does he learn if it's not the same?
10 times we have it in Shas. Vishava Koin or Bar, this idea that not always Gzeres Shava to be exactly the same. It's also where the content tells you it's the same. For example, you went there the first 7 days and tells you what to do. The second 7 days, the Torah does not tell you what to do. So what are you supposed to do? And it says, here's a Vishal, he returns, he says, boy, he comes. So because the idea is the same, we can make it a Vishal. Rashi, you have no breda.
If we bring this 10 times, it must be the only example of...
It actually is. Every time it's the same idea.
The Yotzim and Akal, the Yotzim and Akal proves the Klal, no?
Yeah, that's what it is. But every time we bring it, we think maybe.
It's punktlich, it has to be the same word.
Give it 10 times.
Yeah, but 10 times the one example, because it's the only one exception to the rule that every Gzeres Shava is the same word. Otherwise, what are you learning one to the other? Here, you learn the content because there's no other choice.
There's many places where we can say the exact same thing. But there are a few other places where we do learn. And we say, Hamani Rabbi Shmoli. Says Rashi, be'emut tzavah l'kabonet, abot lahatzer kol koyin ha'oivet b'migdash, to necessitate that every koyin works, b'migdash prisha l'kabonet tzibur, to separate by kabonet tzibur. No, we said, zuhi shiva, zuhi, okay, they were talking about kabonet tzibur. They let them separate 784, Tomei Kar Musaf. So he answered, because we don't have Gzeres Shava. Zuhi shiva, zuhi bia, lodan Gzeres Shava, zem mizet, to learn from each other, ma shiva, just like when he returns, choylitz. What did he do? He removes the stone, chops out the stones, the kaitse, and he what do you call it? Scrapes it off. The toch, and he fills it up with cement. Shmears it. Abia is the same thing. Chayle the kaitse toch. Says the Malvaiter. Okay, not kabbana tzibur. But Freddy Gemara the ema kapora de kabbana is when you bring an individual brings a carbon chatas. Maybe the koyin who brings that carbon 7 days prior should separate. Says the Gemara, very simple. Mi yadin and hai koyin misrame the boy the prisha. How do you know which koyin? A koyin godl, you could be another koyin godl is. But kabbana tzibur, the Gemara then asks this question because the kabbana tzibur, I guess they did a pious a lottery. I'm not sure anymore than ask this question by kabbana tzibur. But by carbon yachim, I ask the question: how do you know which koyin is going to bring in this carbon? Which koyin is going to separate? Says the Gemara. Misrame boy prisha. You say boy prisha. Amri say, we know that you're going to be working next week.
So everyone
is going to work that week, a whole week before, take off. And separate from their wives and be separate. So why not? Rashi. We're talking about individual carbon. Also, it's kapara. So maybe the coin is makkah, which is separate. Miyadin and Haim Misrami. Do we know who is going to be the kohen? So Rashi said a very interesting Rashi here because normally we learn differently. Rashi himself other places differently. We learned later in the Gemara how did they work out? There was a number of kohenim who worked in the carbon tamid. They made a lottery in the morning, and this guy took the head, and this guy took. You know, everyone had their different parts. But l'chayda, normally we learn pshat that a carbon yachid. If I individual, I'm a bala boss. I can nominate the kohen. I know this kohen. I like him. I want you to be the kohen who's over my carbon. Rashi says it be chiddush. V'haloi al yidei payis hoya oivdin. Rashi says that even the carbon yachid went through a lottery. You had no choice. Kamin lekaman. Hachisin. Kamin lekaman is talking about carbon tzibur. Rashi says it refers to carbon yachid as well. But you, according to this Rashi, comes out that you have no say on your carbon who is going to be the shliach. Who's going to be the kohen who's going to work it for you.
Doesn't it detract from your bialos in the carbon?
We had more in the dot in other places. The koyin that you nominate is it your shliach or is it Abe's shliach? According to Rashi, really you don't even nominate. Yeah, but according to Rashi, you don't even nominate, and how can you even think he's your shliach? You have no say on who is going to do the aveda. And Rashi, and one of the hagoyim on the side, asked from Rashi later on, where it clearly seems that you nominate the koyin.
Is it a shiloh in the gears of Rashi?
No, but unless Rashi is trying to say in a case where maybe you have a choice. Maybe what Rashi is saying is you have a choice. Either you nominate, or
going to the
Kail. And since we, it's like a suffix, since we don't know this particular Karba Chatas, maybe the guy won't, he doesn't know any of the Kainim, he's a friend, the guy, he comes in from wherever he Kari Asada, he comes in, he did the Chatas, he doesn't know any of the Kainim who was working that day, so he gives it over to the Gabba, he says, here, take care of it. In that case, what do you do then?
No, in that case,
you do pious.
One guy should
precious.
That's what pie. Oh yeah, which one? Pious.
Only one.
But how do they?
But you don't know. You don't know the goydel. No, it's a goydel. You don't know who it is.
One coin tak gets the schus, but it's.
So maybe that's what Rashi is saying here. That in the case where he doesn't nominate, then we go back to the system of pious, and we don't know who. Let all them separate. So the Gemara says, and how do you know? The Gemara next Rashi. Amri alama loy nebay prish l'kulim shmevez alama loy beat me as a question. Einich yochaleim ben prish. Why can't they prish adish leim? Al kol base of shemeshmevez chalukin lemeish Shabbos. All those people who are working this week, l'shamish ish yomim. Each one who has a day. Sheyifrish kol base of shivas yomim. They all know which day they're going to be working. So some day for Monday, some day for Tuesday. Each group should take off. And so the Gemara, you know why we don't have korban yachid? Very simple. Donin Dover Shekavu Leizman, Medover Shekavu Leizman. The Shiv Memulim had a fixed time. And maybe also the Kabbalah Tzibur also had a fixed time. That's why we didn't go through this whole thing by Kabbalah Tzibur, because we knew we couldn't answer that because it's a fixed time and they could have separated a week before. La Fuke Kabbalah is an individual carbon. The Chol Yeme Isnu. They can bring any day they want. There's no specific day to bring the Kabbalah Chattas. So you can't compare it to Meluim. Meluim is totally different. Rashi, Donin Dover Kuzman, Yem Kipurim, Medover Akvu Leizman, Hameluim. Shenemar said b'yem al-chodesh rishon be'echel al-chodesh chukim v'hu ha-yishmin lo'in eide makish v'hu ha-yishmin lo'in eide meluim v'hu ha-yishmin lo'in eide meluim. Maybe it means yomtiv. Maybe it means the carbon of yomtiv. That's what you have to separate. The koyanim who worked on the yomtiv, they should separate. That mishmah, they should separate a week before. Or actually, it's not only that mishmah, because all the koyanim work on yomtiv, on the kabbonis of the community people bring, but the kabbonis tzibur is still only that day. So we answer, Donin Dover Shenoig Pa Machas B'Shana. Shivim Meluim is only once a year. Or not even once a year, it's once off. Mid Dover Anoig Pa Machas Shana. Something else is once a year. La Fuki the Golden, three times a year. The La Pa Machas Shana, it's not one time a year. Freddy Gemara Ve'ema, let us say, Regol Echad. Let us say it means the single Yom Teshvini Atzeres. Okay. Maybe it means one yomtiv. Okay, you don't do all three yomtivim, but choose one yomtiv, select one yomtiv, and that one yomtiv 7 days prior, the kohen should separate. Says the Gemara, we don't know which. If you want to work on yomtiv, we don't know which is the main yomtiv. It's definitely not Shavuos. It's only one day, and Sukkot and Pesach are 7 days. But still, a question: why? Because which is more important, Sukkot or Pesach? And he was like this. We don't know which one it is because Ichagam Matzahs. Maybe it's Pesach. That's the first yom to be having the calendar. Ichagas Sukkis. Hoyulu Merubim Mitzvayso. There are many more mitzvahs on Sukkis than on Pesach. You have besides Lulav, you also have Sukkah. You have Nisach Hamayim. You have the Arava. You have everything. So which yom to will be? Rashi Anoy Pamach B'Shana. Meluyim is Pamachas. It would have the B'Shana. It's only once. I'm not sure why it's called Pamach B'Shana. It's only one off. But at least it's no more than once a year. Maybe if you only have to choose one yom tov, maybe it should be Pesach Hoyel Uposa by Tchila B'chol Makatz or the first El Chagas Sukkis Hoyel B'Merubim Mitzvasi Sukkah Lulav Arava and Ischamayim. So we answer Eladonim Prisha Shiva LeYom Echad. Prisha Shiva LeYom Echad. We learn that the separation of 7 days for a one-day Yom Tov. We ain't done in Prisha Shiva LeShiva. We don't learn that separation of 7 days for a seven-day Yom Tov. Prisha Shiva LeYom Echad. You cannot learn Sukkot or Pesach from Meluim because say Kippur is a one-day Yom Tov, so it's very similar to Shiva Meluim, because it's a one-day for the 8th day. But over here, Sukkot and Pesach are 7-day Yom Tov. You don't separate 7 days for a 7-day Yom Tov. Rashi Yemechad b'shvil yom shmini levadi. That's right. Very much. Shmini. Okay, let's say Shmini Atzeres. You separate 7 days before Shmini Atzeres, whichever cranium what happened, it's their day of duty, their tour of duty on the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres. So 1 day Yom Tov, and 7 days before that, you separate. And that's what, who said, Tomei Yom Kippur, made Shmini Atzeres. Let us say Shmini Atzeres, the Prisha Shiva LeYom Echad, who it's a separation of a day for 1 day Yom Tov. So we answer, Donin Dover She'en Kedusha Lefanav, Medover She'en Kedusha Lefanav. The Shivim Meluim 7 days before the building of the Mizbeach. There's no Yom Tov before that. But the ain't Donin Dover Kedusha Lefanav, Medover Kedusha Lefanav. But you want to learn Shmini Atzeres, which has 7 days of Yom Tov beforehand, that you should separate during those 7 days. How do you know? It's very different. Then it's not even. It doesn't resemble in any way the Shivim Meluim in relation to the 8th day. Sagt man verkehrt, wir laufen Kavochemer, Kavochemer. On the contrary, ma doch, ich haschte, ma doch, when it comes to Meluim, there's no Kedusha. Yet you have to separate for 7 days prior to the eighth day. Allah is a kama, a kama, Shmei Atzeres, where the 7 days of Sukkot is Mamish Kedusha, surely you should separate for Shmei Atzeres. Haschte, dove, she ain't Kedusha, fana, boy, prisha, dove, she yesh Kedusha, fana, koshke, and isn't that for sure? Omer, Amishash, Allah, you know, it doesn't work that way. You know why? Because there's a miyut in the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? It says in the pasuk, "Kasher osa b'yoyim hazeh." And by Shizmei Meluim, when it says we hold the drasha of lases lechaper, it uses the word "Kasher osa b'yoyim hazeh" on this day. What do you mean on this day? Ksiv kozeh. The day we learn out what ksiv. It says kozeh. Whatever day you're going to learn from this pasuk, it has to be similar. There's no kedusha in front of it. So the word kozeh is coming to my mind. Rashi. The Yom Abashim Shmini Levad only the eighth Shmini Atzeres. The Yom Shmini Atzeres has a ksiv kasher osa by Yom Hazer. Has to be similar to this day. Kaze lahutz prisha ela lidug masay. A day that's similar to this, not that this Yom 7 days of kedusha before it. Says Yom Levite. Levachik is another teretz. Mi ikam midi. Where do you find the ikar regel? You want that which Shmini Atzeres because it has 7 days Yom before and you should separate. Madar the main Yom which is Sukkot is loy by prisha. You don't have to separate 7 days prior to that. Or but toffel the day, Shmini Atzeres, which is in comparison to Sukkot, is like secondary. Boy, Prisha is more chomer, you need to separate it. Then he goes further. Even want to argue that Shmini Atzeres is now is no way secondary to Sukkot. It's a separate Yom Tov. It's a regel before Atzmo, a separate Yom Tov. Hani mili, when is that said? Only regarding six dinim leinyan pezek keshev. We'll see Rashi mentioned what pezek keshev is. Only regarding the six dinim of pei zayin reish kuf shin beis avoli inyan tashlumim. But when it comes to the inyan tashlumim additional. When it comes to kabbanas, if you didn't bring your carbon the first day, sukkahs, you can make up for the second and so on. You can also make up for Shmini Atzeres, which clearly demonstrates that Shmini Atzeres is connected, part of it.
Isn't it simple to say that why is it called Yom Shmini Atzeres?
That proves nothing.
Uva Yom HaShmini, Atzeres to Yom Shmini from what?
Uva Yom from Rishon of Sukkot. Then Atzeres.
No, you can't say that because the Vov is a Vov HaMachaber. Uva Yom, and the eighth day.
The eighth day is Atzeres.
Many years ago.
The eighth day of what? Eighth day Lagabe what? Why isn't it the first day if it's a new Yom Tov? It's the first day of a new Yom Tov.
Many years ago, I explained there's many machlekes in halacha regarding Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. A different halacha. For example, in davening, do you say Shmini Atzeres a chagaze or do you say chag Shmini Atzeres? Yeah. And all kinds of machlekes. In saying Tanoim, saying Maroim, saying Rishoyim, saying halacha. And I said that the basis of the machlekes, perhaps, is based on the chakira. And I don't know if I didn't say it anyway, but if based on this chakira, it explains every machlekes. The chakira is very simple. When the Gemara says over here that Le'inya Pezek Keshev is different, but the Yeta Shlom is the same. So what's Gemara saying? Is Gemara saying that really Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkot, but there's an exception, six things? Or Gemara saying Fakert? That really it's a regular B'fnei Atzeh. V'haraya in every respect is different. The exception is that in one respect, it tags onto Sukkot for Tashlom. But in every other respect, it's a regular B'fnei Atzeh. If you learn a regular B'fnei Atzeh, then you say Chag Shmini Atzeres, it's a new Yom Tov. If you say that it's a continuation of Shmini Atzeres, these six are an exception, then Shmini Atzeres, Ha-Chag is it. When it says Ha-Chag, which Chag is it talking about? Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres, which is, it's not Chag, Sukkot, which is part of this Chag. And that's that Machlek, the difference is Chayis. And so on and so forth, everything. There's no time to go around. But none. We learned. Misha, Loi, Chag, B'yam, Tov, Adish, Chag, if you didn't bring your Kabbalah, first day Sukkot, Chaygig, V'hoyle, Kol, Ha-Regel, Kula, you continue bringing the entire Sukkot, V'yam, Tov, Achash, Chag. And the 8 days as well. So we see clearly from that it's a continuation of Sukkot. So Ravashi says, the Madoch Sukkot is the Iker. You don't separate 7 days before. You want the Tafel, we should separate 7 days before. Can you sign? Rashi, what's going on with Pezek Keshev? Okay, big Machlek is showing you what Pezek Keshev is. Let's see what Rashi, Pezek Keshev, pay. What's a pay? Pay is pay, it's a lottery. La'atzmai, it has its own lottery. Woman has its own lottery. What happened was there were 70 Kabbalists. There were 24 Mishmaris. So they made a lottery. They made a lottery in the first, who gets the order of the 24 Kabbalists? Of the
70 party.
The 24 Mishmaris, who gets the order. Once they get the order, then you just repeat the Chalila. And it comes out that the last two only have two Kabbalists and not three Kabbalists. Because 3 times 24 is 72. And they only wrote 70. So when it comes to Shmini Hatzeres, and there's only a Parechad, you got to make a lottery. Who has it? Who's in the lottery? Only the last two or all 24 again? Machlekes tonight. And I said then, this is the Machlekes. If you learn Shmini Atzeres, a continuation of Sukkot, then it's only the last two. But if it's a holy Yom Tov, might not have committed the other 24. And every machlekes that you find in anywhere about Shemitah and Sukkah, this sort of pivots on this word. Rashi, she'ein pay the pari achag. Eitzel hamishmorer by the group. She'kol hamishmorer shaynes are different. Shaynes mishalos they have two and three times. Lefi cheshben shesidin according to the order margin of the Sukkah. Abal parashal shmini b'tchila mafisin love. You start again from scratch. It's one day. Okay, that's pay. Zayin is man latzav. Zayin is man with shechiyanu. What is shechiyanu? Rage is regel latzav. Big machlek to shayni what it means. But Rashi learns she ain't shame chag asukkah love. No longer sukkahs. What do you mean not called sukkahs? And davening you called what? You say shmei tzedek. You don't call sukkahs anymore. That's Rashi here. Rashi sukkah says she ain't yishenim besukkah. No, they have no longer mitzvah of sukkah.
What's the resh? Why is it resh?
Oh, no, regels. Separate yom tov. Rashi says, how do you know? She ain't yishenim besukkah. So everyone asks on the Rashi, and they have a difficulty. You also don't mention Luv and Esek anymore. So why is Rashi choose only? If Rashi wants to say it's no longer the same yom tov as sukkahs, say she ain't revorchim luv. Why punct highlight sukkahs?
Because it's called sukkahs.
That's what it says here. She ain't shame chag gulov. That makes but Rashi in Sukkah says she ain't yishenim besukkah. She ain't yishenim besukkah. Ain't yishenim besukkah.
Maybe Rashi's a Lubavitcher. He's talking about all the first 7 days.
So I saw Chassidus Shavuot. Chassidus Shavuot like this. But Rashi's trying to say the whole idea of Sukkah is to go through the idea that you have to go through to not take life for granted, not take anything for granted. So we go through Sukkah's Aron as a Vayter. The whole idea of Shemayat Tzedes is now that we're Oitzer Koilet, all the Giluyim and everything else that we were. That there was nishpa and sukkahs, and now we take it to the world. So the idea of Shemini Atzeres is now we no longer need to sit in the sukkah. We no longer need to have the gluim there and the maki there away because now we are ready to mekayil it in the primus there away. That's what he's trying to say. It's a whole different theme. Anyway, the debate in Tom says regal atzim means regarding that v'avelis. You sit shiva before sukkahs, and then you sukkahs comes in. Even you only sat one day, sukkahs takes over shiva, and then Shemitah Tzedek takes over lamed. You don't have to sit shleishim anymore. So it's a regal before the atzim. It's a separate yomtiv regarding that you have not shleishim. Kuf is carbon la'atzmai she'en carbon yishav l'chol shayim ha'zachag. The kuf is a carbon. It's a separate carbon than all the yamtayim. Shekula and party merubin. They had many bulls, ve'elim, shnayim, and 2 rams, ve'idala kvasim, and 14 sheep. The kan, and Shemini Atzeres, par echad, ayelech, v'shiv v'chosim. I'll tell you a beautiful word. What's the whole theme of Shemini Atzeres? A par echad, which is the idea of achdus Yisro. This guy went to Shammai and he says, Lamdeni kol ter kula regal achas. Shammai picked up his amasa binyan. He picked up his ruler's measuring stick, and he got whack in the head. He went to Hillel and says, teach me the whole Torah regal achas. He told him, Madaloch sani l'chablo savit, avas Yisrael, idach perushu. So what's pshat? This guy, he knew that Hillel and Shammai, what they're doing, are learning Torah. So how did he think that he was going to learn the whole Torah regal achas? Why did he even waste the time telling us? He must be a stupid guy. What's going on here? And pshat like this. This guy was a very knowledgeable guy. He says, I know what Sukkot is. I know what all the Yom Tov, Shavuos, Pesach. What's this regal b'fnei atzmei? What's this regal achas Shemini Atzeres? What do we celebrate? What happened Shemini Atzeres? Lamdeini kol ha'toyra kula. Teach me everything on regal achas. Tell me everything about this regal. On this regal achas. You want to call it b'fnei atzmei? What is it? Says Shammai. Rav Shammai totally misunderstood him. He wants to know the whole Torah regal achas. You're whack in the head. So he went to Hillel. Tell me, what's pshat? So Hillel said, what's pshat? Avas Yisrael. Parechot. When it comes to the goyim, we have shiva podim because the goyim are all separated. Eden. Parechot. Avas Yisrael. Achdus. So therefore, that's what he told. Because he understood.
Whose vote is that?
My father used to tell me every year. Okay, Rashi. Shin is shir. Different song. She ain't shir ishav l'chol shas. A different song. Yimei achag kosh. Yimei achag medav mein. Gez the matan. He talks about matanis anim and so on and so forth. What do you say? So, he will see if they what you read or the songs. Shemini Atzeres is not the same as the other one. But for Leipishul on Eidus, we don't know what song it is. Tases and the Shonim all have different pshat in what the shit is. Different song. I'm saying Shemini, whatever. Beis is bracha laatzmai. Bracha Rashi says bracha shemivarchin letfilas chaimel. Tases says bracha means benching, yalva yalva, whatever it is. He says brichas hamelech, which is once every 7 years. Can the sukkah shem b'yem hashmini shalach hazam yivarchas hamelech. That's what it is. Tashlum in the rishonu alma tafel today is tafel.
So you're learning a whole din of yom tov based on a once in 7 year occurrence.
Yeah, that's what Tashlum and argue. I'm making an interesting Tashlum Shani, which I haven't seen anyone quote. But Tashlum Shani says here. I just want to show you one part where he says. I'll just find a second because he says an interesting thing. Bracha. Okay, he goes through all of it. Bracha is, okay, the main time says is Yal V'Yovei. Oh, yeah. Look at the place of Shalim Shin. Shir. It's a heading, Shir. Like in the middle of the thing. You see a Shir? Yeah. Pirish Bekunt is Lain Espada Shir. We don't know what it is. Umuge Bepirushe. And it's Muge in his Pirish. Then he says, V'chein Pirish Talmidei Rashi B'Rosh Hashanah. The Talmidim of Rashi in Rosh Hashanah explained the Mesechta Seferim, the Heinlein Tzeich Alashmiris. He says that the Talmidei of Rashi explained Rosh Hashanah, like, what is it? Lam Natzeich Chalashmini. That's what it was.
What's
Mesechta Seferim? That's what comes from. Now, look, Mesechta Hashanah, the Dalai Lama, it's Rashi. It's Rashi. And Rashi is thinking more there. And Rashi there says that it's Lam Natzeich Chalashminis. And he says it's Talmidei Rashi. So the Tracy Shonin, I never saw anybody say this, says that the Rashi of Hashanah is not Rashi. It's Talmidei Rashi. Hmm. It's right here. Look in Talmidei Rashi and look it up. It's right here. And Rashi says, Lam Natzeich Chalashminis. And that's Talmidei. And the Pell is because Rashi actually starts off saying it, Pirashti v'mesechta Yuma. So Rashi is clear, Mesechta Yuma. And Tezushanim says that it's Talmidei Rashi.
Maybe he's maybe done some Talmidei. Maybe he heard it from Talmidei, so he's saying.
But he quotes where it is. He quotes the Gemara. Anyway. Okay, Tin tomorrow, Mitzvah.